Delaware is giving churches and other houses of worship the go-ahead to hold in-person services. It's conditional on groups enforcing strict social distancing guidelines. WHYY's Zoe Greed has more.
Governor Carney signed an executive order to allow houses of worship to reopen, so long as attendance is capped at 30% of fire occupancy requirements. Participants must wear a face covering and maintain a six-foot distance. The decision to reopen follows complaints from some members of the religious community that their freedom of religion was infringed, as well as a federal lawsuit asserting closing churches discriminates against communities of color and low-income congregants who don't have access to the internet for virtual services. Pastor Toby Whitmer of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Newark was one of 174 Delaware pastors who signed a letter to Carney on May 16th urging him to reopen churches in the state.
Live stream, we've been doing that very well, very successfully, but it is not church. It is not a proper substitute for what a church really is. That requires proximity.
But not everyone is happy with the governor's decision. Rabbi Michael Beals of Congregation Beth Shalom is the chair of the Delaware Council of Faith-Based Partnerships. He says religious leaders in the multi-denominational coalition are unanimously opposed to the reopening.
In Judaism, we have the idea if you save one life, you save the entire universe. None of us would want to have even one death on our hands because we prematurely opened up.
He and others say they'll continue virtual services. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.